With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Regional Council has rejected the idea of building a library at Queen's Place. The Library Steering Committee put forward their unanimous recommendation to build the new library at the Recreation Hub at the last Council meeting. The committee had a list of 8 publicly and privately owned sites to choose from and determined the Queen's Place location to be the best based on their criteria. They were looking for a centrally located site with access to sidewalks that offered space to build a 6,000-square-foot library and 24 parking spaces, easy emergency access, good exterior lighting, outdoor space, and no known flooding. District 3 Councillor Maddie Charlton is concerned moving the library to Queen's Place will make it inaccessible for low-income families in the downtown core.
The poverty in our community is a huge concern, and the low-income housing is not on that side of town. I spoke with one teacher who said that many of her low-income parents during COVID walked to the library so that they could access internet for their children for schoolwork. There's no transportation for the preschool age, for the daycare age. And just to put into perspective, there's about to be, when this expansion happens at Queen's Daycare, 100 children at Queen's Daycare. Think of the exposure they could have to the library if they could access it.
Councillor for District 1, Kevin Muse, agreed.
People who walk there now are not going to walk across that bridge. They're going to have to get cars to drive. Low-income families, more in my district, they're not going to walk across the bridge and go to that end. The other council, we was always argue, because we're putting stuff over on that side of the bridge. Why don't we have stuff on this side of the bridge? I just feel that the library should stay on this side of the bridge.
Mayor Darlene Norman responded that everyone in the community finds access to the 2 major grocery stores located around the corner from the library. The mayor expressed concern that perhaps council wasn't fully considering all the services a library offers.
I would think that our goal is to expand library use in Queens. Libraries is a much larger service than books. It's education program, safety program. It's government, a way to reach different levels of government.
Further complicating the discussion is the idea of combining the construction of the new library with a new pool, an idea put forward by the Queen's Aquatic Society. District 6 Councillor David Brown says plans to develop a library were already in motion before that idea was put forward, and the two resources aren't compatible.
The council had wanted the two projects together. The terms of reference, I think, would have reflected that. We got terms of reference for a library. And that's what the committee has looked at. The committee has also looked at the possibility of combining with swimming pools, and there's nothing against that idea. The problem that we've got is the majority of the land that we have won't support the two projects together. The area that we selected as a committee is not big enough for the pool and a library together.
In a 5-3 decision, council voted down the proposed Queen's Place location. Mayor Norman says a special meeting will be held in July for council to refine the parameters of a new library before sending it back to the Library Steering Committee to come up with a second recommendation. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.